Ray Prescott here with you on Magic 104. We welcome
Janice Crawford from the Mount Washington Valley Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Janice.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you, as well as we can be in these times, and I hope you and yours are doing well, too.
We are. We are quarantining safe in our home, and it's myself and my daughter. I'm so glad I have a quarantine partner. It would be tough if I lived alone.
Well, you guys have been good friends for a long time, not just my mother-daughter.
Well, that's true. We have. We get along very well.
Well, I've been noticing that all of a sudden, you know, we've had the governor with the 2.0 update of hopefully getting things reopened. And I've noticed just over the last couple of days that it seems like the roads aren't as eerily empty as they were. People are starting to move around a little bit using social distance guidelines. And it's still really eerie here at Settlers Green where we broadcast from, where there's I've never seen nobody here or nobody at the hotel. It's just really weird.
Well, I think those things will start to change slowly. The governor is taking a very measured approach to reopening businesses, and I'm sure everyone knows that golf courses will be open on May 11th, and retail will be opening, and curbside outdoor seating will be opening, as well as the hospitals are able to do more emerging health appointments and that sort of thing. So I think he's doing a good job, the governor is, in terms of listening to everybody's concerns and looking at ways that we can open up business. And I think that after Memorial Day, we will see more businesses opening. Of course, everybody has to remember that this is for New Hampshire residents and members in the terms of golf. So he's leaving that up to the individual businesses to determine what that process is. But certainly the 14-day quarantine that is still in effect for visitors would help lodging properties and the other businesses determine who should and who shouldn't be coming in for business. But I think it's great because locals are starting to get antsy, and this will be a nice way for us to be able to get out while practicing social distancing and wearing our masks. I think that's an important piece. Those of us who may not believe that it's essential, I ask you to do it in respect for the rest of the folks out there who feel it is very important, and it really doesn't take a lot to put a mask on to go into the grocery store or into the post office and do your part in making everyone feel safe and confident.
And there are some pretty pretty fun-looking masks out there, too. I have a really fun one, and that kind of helps make it a little easier, too.
Well, I agree. I was in the grocery store the other day, and this guy had on a skeleton face full mask, and I thought, you know, people need to get more creative. Of course, all the masks that just go across your nose and mouth, there's all kinds of great fabrics out there.
Right.
Kudos to all the sewers who've been out there making them for the hospital, for VNA, for their friends. You know, so maybe we should have a mask contest. People should send in their photos to pr@mtwashingtonvalley.org, and maybe we could start, you know, just showing them. They're kind of fun and funky, the different ones that people are using.
I think we really appreciate that in the rural area that we live in, we've been very, very, very fortunate that we've had so few cases. But there are hot spots in the southern part of the state, and of course, our neighboring states have been dealing with the issues as well. So the Mount Washington Valley Chamber of Commerce has been putting out a really nice email message and telling us, you know, how we can be safe and how we can expect things to progress.
That's true, and I got to give kudos to Paula because she's the graphic design person who takes in a lot of information and sets it up in a very readable fashion for folks. We do that 3 times a week, send out all the updates, and we try to include anything that would help parents, that would help our businesses navigate these loans and grants that we've got going. We have all of the links onto our resource page for all of the associations that also have their information. And I'm still attending the New Hampshire Reopen Task Force meeting via telephone and Zoom Zoom meetings. My whole schedule is Zoom, Zoom, Zoom.
Yeah.
And so I feed a lot of information to Paula, and I know that she's been culling a lot of our members' Facebook pages, trying to make sure that we get information out about any special offers that they're doing. And I have to say, I'm really pleased. This week I have 3 inquiries about joining the chamber.
Oh, nice.
So I'll be working with them. And you know, we're all in this together, as the chamber put out at the very beginning, and we're all making our effort to keep everybody afloat. I know folks out there who are doing takeout and curbside. You know, I do it at least 3 times a week, and by the time I'm able to leave my house, I hope I can get through the door.
You know, they talk about the freshman college 15. We've got the COVID-19 15 going on here, I hear.
I think it's going to be the COVID-19.
Yeah, exactly. Well, interestingly enough, Janice, it's National Travel and Tourism Week, and people aren't really going too far, but they're planning for the future.
Yes, they are, and everything that I'm reading indicates that, you know, people do want to travel. We're in a catbird seat, so to speak, because we are a great destination for driving to it.
Mm-hmm.
People will feel that we are a safer bet, and we have such wonderful outdoor activities for people to partake in. I understand that the White Mountain National Forest is reopen some trails,
mm-hmm.
and we have our state parks, and we have our Audubon trails and that sort of thing. I just want to, you know, reiterate that we want to do it in a measured fashion, and we invite our southern guests up when the time is right for them, and all of our businesses are definitely working on all of the universal guidelines that were presented by CDC, so we can offer a very safe environment for people to come. So I think we're in a very good position to have a returning season. It's
mm-hmm.
certainly not going to be what we're used to, but it will grow, I am sure. As I said, the governor's being cautious. I think businesses are being cautious. Even though some of the businesses have been told that they can open, I'm hearing that some of them are going to wait a little longer. So it is a new normal, and the chamber will be on the forefront of helping our business members and our non-business members understand what that new normal means, to hope for the very best, which I think when I reflect back on the 23 years I've been doing this job, we've been through our challenges
mm-hmm.
with 2008, with Hurricane Irene.
Right.
So we've had issues like this. We've had our ups and downs. This is certainly much tougher, I recognize that, but I'm hoping that our businesses are hanging on and that they will call us if they have any needs at all that we might be able to give them some guidance on. And I want to reach out to my staff because they've been very, 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 very good. They're all now furloughed just because we're trying to preserve our budget
mm-hmm.
so that we can go into the next membership year, which starts August 1. With our reserve somewhat intact, and hopefully be able to call them back with all of their talents to bring forth for our membership. But we're being cautious as well. Unfortunately, 501c6s were not eligible for the PPP, and so we are struggling with that. We're planning appropriately and being good Yankees with our funds. So, you know, we're very grateful to Representative Congressman Pappas, who's done an amendment on the PPP, all these PPP.
Right, yeah, you know. A lot of P's to pop.
it might be eventually that the chamber could access the PPP program. So, but this is, you know, this is a good example of why the chamber has always kept a healthy reserve. And I know we've had members out there who've sometimes been concerned at why we did that. But here's a perfect reason why, so that we can still maintain some services for folks and be prepared for the upswing.
Well, we can, in the meantime, live vicariously through your email that Paula Sullivan has done such a great job with. How can people sign up for that?
All they need to do is go to MWVCC.org. They'll see a subscribe on the right hand side. Go in there and subscribe for the update. It may actually say Chamber Connection.
Okay.
And also at MWVCC are all the resources. So you can check out all the links to the different business associations, the different federal government, local government, and so on and so forth. Just keep abreast of everything. And, you know, before we jump off, I want to send some kudos out to the town to Tom Holmes and the selectmen and Tom Irving, because they have come up with some pretty ingenious ways to try to keep the tax rate down. I mean, when have you ever heard of a town suggesting that people vote down the warrant articles that pertain to what will raise their taxes?
Right.
They are not suggesting that you vote against the nonprofits, because they need these funds as well to provide the services to you. But many of the capital improvement aspects can wait a year. And so it's great to know that they are in our on our team. I know Tom Irving is working diligently to try to help the businesses reconfigure some things that normally might require a site review or that sort of thing. So I think this is a great opportunity for everybody to realize that we all have to work within our own domain, but we're all out there for each other. So kudos to them as well.
All right, Janice. Well, thank you so much. It was great catching up with you. Let's get around the corner here, look for brighter days, and then we'll have you back as we find out more about what's going to be opening up and how we can proceed safely.
Well, and thank you all at the radio. You've done a great job, and we appreciate you being on the air. I know you're working hard.
Well, thank you very much, Janice. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.